Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Raven has a deep concern that he's going to get eaten by a python in the Amazon, and he wants to know, how is a snake going to swallow him whole?
I don't think this was in the Amazon. I don't know. But the shocking thing to me, Anna, was when I read the article that it had happened like multiple times over the last couple of years. I thought this was a myth.
Yeah. Joining us, it's zoologist Jim Knox from the Beardsley Zoo. Jim, how does a snake eat a whole person?
First of all, these tragic events are very, very rare. I want everybody to know that, but some of the largest constrictors in the world are capable of eating prey even larger than humans. We're talking about snakes that can eat crocodiles. So the challenge most of them face is that our shoulder blades, thank goodness, are pretty broad. So humans are not preferred prey, but sometimes tragedy can occur.
You know what, Jim, though? Here's the thing, right? I'm not a zoologist, right? I'm not a professional, but just going out on a limb here and saying, they don't figure that out until they've already constricted you and they've got you half in their mouth, right? I mean, the eyes are bigger than the stomach on a snake. Isn't that correct?
More or less, yeah. Yeah, you know, sometimes these snakes, many of them hunt, motion will trigger some of these large constrictors. Also, the body heat of a warm-bodied prey animal. A lot of times they'll lie in wait. They just lie along a game trail or maybe in a palm plantation in Southeast Asia. And if it's a wild pig that happens by, or even a human, they might strike at that time.
The story that I saw, Anna, specifically was Indonesia.
Yeah. Okay?
And I saw that there were other references to situations happening in Indonesia in the last few years. And I just got to ask, Jim, why are we still walking along pathways along villages, right? Like, if we know these snakes are out there, like, what are we doing about this?
Raven, it's a really complicated or complex question. Basically, as humans, we push into areas that were formerly wild. We encounter these wild creatures, including big, large, huge constrictors like reticulated pythons more and more often. Also, as we develop lands, we create habitat that is hospitable to some of these animals, like I mentioned, palm plantations, or even the animals that live in and around human settlement, like chickens, cats, dogs, pigs. These become prey animals for these large constrictors. They generally avoid humans, but they cohabitate where they find the habitat and they find the prey.
Zoologist Jim Knox is with us. Jim, how do the snakes make their mouths so big that they could swallow you?
So they have essentially very elastic ligaments on their jaws. This enables them to move their jaws, upper and lower jaws, independently. Herpetologists refer to this as these large constrictors as walking their jaws over their prey. So they have all of these teeth. They have more than 100 teeth, depending on the species. And these teeth are sharp, very sharp, recurved, like a little fish hook pointing down toward the throat. They anchor on the prey, and they just kind of inch their way up and over their prey.
Jim, the Everglades, we've known for a long time we've got all sorts of invasive species down there. They do these annual or biannual snake hunts down there. What do you think is the biggest snake that's in the Everglades right now?
You bring up a great point, Raven. The invasive beast in the Everglades is the Burmese python. These guys can reach over 200 pounds in weight, and their range is expanding. They've taken over South Florida.
One last question, Jim. Out of all the most dangerous snakes across America, what do you think is the one that you have to be most concerned about?
I wouldn't single out one particular species. I mean, any of the pit vipers, the rattlesnakes, the cottonmouth, you guys know about 96%, no joke, roughly 96% of all snake bites, venomous snake bites in the U.S., occur between the tip of somebody's index finger and their elbow and occur with young men between 15 and 26 years of age.
Don't
so
touch
guess
the snakes.
What?
It's teenage boys touching snakes.
Yeah, it's dumb stuff.
Don't pick up those snakes.
Yeah.
That's dumb
exactly.
stuff. Right.
Exactly.
All right. Zoologist Jim Knox from the Beardsley Zoo. Thank you so much, Jim.
Thanks, guys.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.